tried to picture clusters of information as they moved through the computer. What did they look like? Ships, motorcycles. Were the circuits like freeways? I kept dreaming of a world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
Left-hand-sided Drudge, Defiant Alex Jones, Mix Val, and Final InfoWars broadcast. We're going to air some of that coming up. You missed it last night, about 10 o'clock at night. Real War Begins Now, live link, drudgereport.com. Thank you, Matt Drudge, for that. Always been a supporter of the show, but good friend. Now, and I guess in a way he was right about Trump and I was wrong in many ways, but this became clearer and clearer. Hopefully we can salvage something out of Trump. Here's the deal. I told you this over a month ago. We know the threat escalation ladder. It's horrible news. We're just accelerating towards the point of no return on this. Israel said bracing for Iran fighting to resume soon as Trump briefed on military options, including ground invasion of the Strait of Hormuz, because they can't open it. And that will bring us deeper into the quagmire, and I predict failure initiatively, then the U.S. will triple down. We'll have success at great cost. Probably take months, and the world economy will go belly up. It already is starting to. U.S. cable outlines new construct to control Strait of Hormuz, asking all these other nations to join in and basically, I guess, fight Iran. That's not going to work. They've already refused. Eye-opening graphic shows how Iran war is most unpopular conflict of the last 76 years. We'll get into that HD graphic from the Mirror. I don't need to trust the polls. I talk to the public. I have all these big guests on who are pro-war, anti-war, you name it, that are prominent, like Gavin McInnes, who's all over everything constantly and travels the world constantly and is an iconoclast. And he says, no, you know, 89% of all of the conservatives he knows are totally pissed at Trump. But Trump has a CNN poll he keeps talking about from 3 weeks ago that 100% of MAGA support him. He says 90% of Republicans are MAGA. I think they were. And then he says, but 100% of MAGA is for the war. I mean, even when the Russians used to have Pravda and put out ridiculous fake polls, they never said, oh, the Politburo has 100% support. I mean, who believes that? If you're going to gaslight me, if you're going to screw me in the patootie, at least use some lubrication. I mean, this level of screwing us is like raping someone with a giant cactus or something. Pentagon calls timeout on war powers. Congress had said that when the war went 60 days, they would call up a vote again. It only failed by one vote to force a vote for full war powers. You have to get a vote to have the vote. And nope, the Pentagon talked to Congress and the Democrats, Republicans. They're like, okay, we'll just give you more time. And meanwhile, Israel's government and military is putting out the talking point that why Trump will be a failure if he doesn't get all of their uranium. That's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. They already had one failed attempt at a raid in the middle of nowhere to dig it up, and they tried to spin that as a rescue mission. And that's Israel goading us. Yes, attack again, Trump. Yes, yes, break the ceasefire. We'll break it, as they've already been doing. Yes, you're a failure. You've got to stay in the war we tricked you into and lied you into. And Iran said a month ago the casualties of the U.S. are much bigger and the damage is much bigger, and now we're learning that's indeed the case. We don't know exactly what's going on because we're being lied to, but it's coming out that we're being lied to. And some will say, well, you're not a pro-America because you're against this war. Well, if I was I was alive at the end of the Vietnam War, but I was only 2 years old, and you're running around in diapers, but studying it, I would have been against that war, and I was against all the other wars. It was about making money. It was a war game. They knew it wasn't going to be won a few years into it by 66, 67 internal reports. That's what Daniel Ellsberg later leaked. And so They just rope you into something and say, well, we can't lose. We've just got to stay in. It's like if you go to Las Vegas and you're at the roulette wheel and the craps table and you're playing blackjack and you're losing. You drain all your bank accounts. You dump your 401k. You've been up for 3 days. And you mortgage your house, a second mortgage on the house, so you can keep betting because you got to get out of the trouble you're in. No. Stop. Stop being a degenerate gambler, Trump, and gambling all of our futures. You already see what's happening. The Pentagon was right. Eric Prince was right. Tulsi Gabbard was right. Joe Kent was right. The Chairman Joint Chiefs was right. They told you don't do it. Don't do it. I said don't do it 62 days ago in this chair at the Alex Jones Network backup studios, now the main studios, for now. And I laid out a three-hour live transmission that Saturday morning exactly what was going to happen. And it's happened exactly as I said because, again, this is still a war game. We already know that. And now the numbers are coming in on inflation and all of it's out of control. And the top economists are saying this is going to not just kill the recovery, but create a global recession or depression. There's already energy shortages all over the world, massive shortages in fertilizer up to 30% that will trigger mass famine after the summer next year because this is the planting season. I mean, this is a monumental disaster, and then Trump tries to say, well, we don't need the strait. Well, we do need the strait. Well, you better give us the strait. Or, well, we've already won. We'll just have a blockade for another 4 months, and they'll economically collapse. Now it's 4 months. I don't have to remind you how many times we've been told that we've won this war, and that we've had regime change. And then Marco Rubio 2 days ago goes, well, we killed the more moderate people, so we now have more hardliners in. That's why we can't get a peace deal. You don't think when Israel advised you to kill the mullahs and their families that they were more moderate? That was known. Israel was trapping us, giving us advice to get us deeper and deeper and deeper into this. And I'm not on some crusade against Israel. But Israel is on a crusade with its leadership to have a wider Israel and rope us into it and delusions of grandeur and all of this crap. And they want us fully committed to this. And now they're saying all of Lebanon and they want to go after Turkey, the largest conventional military in Europe. And if you think the Persians are bad, the Turks are, you know, a mix of Muslims and the Eastern Roman Empire, Constantinople. And they've been known militarily as some nasty, nasty buggers. And they've got a lot of high-tech weapons. That's where we've got nuclear weapons. We store nuclear weapons there. I had family back in the 70s ran the nukes. The Nike 3s or whatever they were. I mean, it's just, we got even more high-tech crap there. What are we doing? Now our so-called ally, and I'm not a fan of Erdogan, but I'm just saying he is our, quote, ally in most things. Now Israel's got a big appetite. He wants to eat the giant elephant that's Iran, and then they look over at Turkey. He's equivalent to like 15 elephants. Let's eat that. But Israel is a pygmy compared to them, but Israel looks at us and says, well, America can swallow it like a giant boa constrictor. And you get arrested in Israel if you report on the damage. They've arrested hundreds of reporters and citizens. UAE's arrested thousands of reporters and citizens that show what's going on. The damage is far worse. They try to black out the satellite imageries. So we're going to be getting more into that. Then there's a lot of really interesting news today. Unusual earthquake swarms strike near Area 51, sparking fears of secret testing. Absolutely insane. DOJ releases high-quality HD footage of White House correspondent dinner. Now photos of him, more manifestos. His family saying he was planning it, and still people think it was staged. Now, it's okay to think that because we've been lied to a lot. I'm just saying in this case, it doesn't look staged to me. Well, Caroline Leavitt said shots will be fired tonight. That is the most overused term about debates and roasting. I mean, I have been on a whole bunch of shows. I have been on a whole bunch of shows just last month where they go, oh, that guy really came after you. Shots fired. I mean, everybody knows that. So, oh, no, it's staged. He said shots fired. Do you think if they were going to stage that, they're going to have Caroline Leavitt in on it and all the D.C. police that were there? They're just all in on it. They're all in on making this up. Nothing really happened. This guy's really just an actor. I told you SPLC hired actors because we found the purchase orders and where they did it for Charlottesville and found out the entire leadership were literally worked for Obama in just the months before and just so happened to be in, you know, gay pride groups. I said at the time, that's a bunch of gay dudes from the theaters, from three universities, which they were, coming and doing it. Here's how their actors, and then the Southern Poverty Law Center had a Georgetown group sue me over it, and it got dropped at trial. Remember all that? So I know when something's staged, and I know when something's not. But now people hate the government so much, which I get, that they just think everything's staged. No, everything is not staged. There's a lot of incompetence in the government as well. And now because of all the internet and all the phones and all the stuff, it's very hard for them to stage stuff like they used to. I mean, if they tried to bomb Oklahoma City again like the Clintons and the Southern Poverty Law Center did in 95, they would never have gotten away with it. They didn't get away with it at the time. There's the cops that show up the scene and everything else that everybody saw. So, if you just now tuned in, I know what you want me to talk about. And I know it's at the top of Drudge and all over the news. And I woke up this morning at 5 a.m., went on X. It was one of the top trends. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of posts and comments and articles and videos. InfoWars closes. And my email box, my phone, my cruise phones have just been blown off the ringer, melting down, people confused. And I let me explain now, since we have millions and millions of people tuned in conservatively, what happened. Okay, it's a long story, but here's the longest, short, simple thing. There's a Texas receiver through the show trial court, Soros, literal-funded Democrat judge. They run for office here, Maya Guerra-Gamble, who ran the HBO-produced show trial 3 years ago, three-plus years ago. And when the federal courts wouldn't hand it over to these groups and have fake auctions with the Onion a year and a half ago, they kicked it out about a year ago back to the state court. And she appointed a receiver. His wife left him, and that guy committed suicide. I never met him. Sorry for him. The new guy comes in. And because there was a federal criminal investigation of what these groups had been doing, six criminal investigations being run by Ed Martin, you only learn about one of them in the news, and then he'd sent out letters and told people keep their records, prepared to be talked to, you're under investigation, basically. They all froze up, and they didn't grab the company, and the guy just said, carry on and operate, but we'll take any profit and you know, put it over here in this kitty for these people. And they've already gotten $10 million. So when they say they never got any money, that's not true. Okay, so they've been sitting on top of us for 3 years in bankruptcy and anything extra they got. And I've, for a long time, not even been paid by Free Speech Systems. So they started also trying to, you know, no longer, you don't even get paid anymore, okay? So, but the crew did. So I've just said, I'll sit here and just play this out in the courts. This is on appeal and all that stuff. Not giving them what they want. Not giving up because more and more stuff was coming out. Then 6 months ago, Todd Blanche, the acting deputy AG, now he's the acting AG, publicly said, oh, Jones doesn't deserve to be protected. And ABC News, I've killed Ed Martin's criminal investigation into what's going on. With Alex Jones, the DOJ previously, and the CIA, and these Bloomberg liberal foundation groups raising $300 million off my name, saying I was hurting people, which I never did, and playing victim and all the rest of it. And so as soon as they thought that that criminal investigation was closed, all of a sudden about 3 months ago, the receiver says, okay, well, the yearly internet provider systems and internet security and Cloudflare and all that stuff, it's like $50,000 a month or more, you have to sign a year contract with them. They don't do month to month. We're not going to sign that. And it was the same. The lease came up, but we're not going to renew that. And then cell phones started getting turned off, you know, not paying the bills. And so we would talk to these companies and say, we're trying to work it out. Well, finally, about a month ago, I'm in there with the accountants, and they said, yeah, we don't think they're all talking to each other, but just last week, five or six of our providers have called, and they said, that's it. May 1st, we're turning you off. So that's how all our bills are always paid right at the start of the month, professionally. And there's plenty of money to pay the bills. But so I said, well, looks like we got a shutdown April 30th, a month ago. And people have seen us survive so much, they didn't take it seriously. I said, no, this is really serious this time because this is, you know, the bill's not being paid, like the rent. And then they're not signing an extended lease. And so they now the landlord's showing the building to people every few days. And I mean, we can be shut down any time. I'm like, so I think May 30th, we may not survive that long, but we did. Then 2 weeks ago, I wake up and The Onion says, we've bought InfoWars. It's ours. We're in the building. We have the website. It's ours. And listeners are calling saying, are they in the building? Is the Alex Jones store really them? And no, they haven't. There's been no court hearing. It's not true. But they're all over the place laughing and saying, we worship Satan and we're gonna take over and pretend we're Alex Jones, destroy him and tell lots of lies to hurt him and hurt his people. And yeah, that's InfoWars.com right now. And that's whatever the internet provider company put up there. I could have just killed it since it says off air. So I didn't do that. So I guess that happened like at midnight last night. And that's what they told us because they've been watching all this. And so I guess May 1st rolled around. That was it. Bloop. So everybody's saying, well, wait a minute. If The Onion's blocked by the Third Court of Appeals, how then did you have to leave? I'm going to say it again. We were told by the receiver, you have to leave at midnight, May 30th, 2 weeks ago. Right after The Onion announces that they own it, which wasn't true, my lawyers talked to the receiver, and they said, yeah, we're going to lock the doors on May 30th at midnight, have everything, all your stuff out of the building. And we're going to send private security, some private detective firm, and they gave our security their number, and we called those people. And said, okay, we're friendly, we'll leave, just, you know, so you know, because the left, previously in court cases with them, when 2 years ago, when the U.S. trustee from the Justice Department got fired by the judge and the CRO in the bankruptcy at the time, they just got up and the judge's like, why did you send in private security and kick him out of the building on May 31st, 2014? And the Pat McGill goes, well, there was a firearm issue. And the judge goes, tell me what it was. And he goes, well, I can't tell you. And there was no firearm issue. And so the judge goes, all right, this is your last day. You're gone. Your final thing is to hand the bank accounts back over to Mr. Jones. And then it's a rotating deal. The hearing went on for hours. And then the judge goes, now there's not a CRO. There is a new U.S. trustee being brought in. And that day they appointed him, Chris Murray. And then 6 months later, he stages a fake auction that the judge ordered a real auction. So he gets really mad at him and says, this looks like, you know, fraud and stuff. I don't want to say you engaged something criminal or it's fraud, but it sure looks like it. And there was no auction. So he tried to get that past him to give it to The Onion, financed by Bloomberg. So this is all the craziness going on. So we're like reaching out to their security people saying, hey, we're going to be gone. Our security will be here to hand you the keys. We're not going to fight you because who knows what they'll tell them, you know. I mean, I got out of there early because I really was worried they might false flag or something when their people came and say I did it. So, because they're always doing this. And the judge is like, you're going to tell me what the gun thing was. And he goes, no, I mean, I can't tell you. The judge goes, okay, you're fired. I mean, just, you know, these people are insane. It's like when Stephanopoulos asked Ben Collins, the CEO of The Onion, who used to be the head censorship guy at MSNBC, who'd go around terrorizing other talk show hosts and other networks, getting them kicked off by going after sponsors. And Stephanopoulos says, well, how can you not have an auction when the judge orders it? And how did you do this? That doesn't sound legal. He goes, it's Alex Jones. He goes, it's Alex Jones. And they got the head of Bloomberg's gun control group. Every town, he starts nodding his head. They're like, it's Alex Jones. I mean, we're allowed to do whatever we want to this guy. Come on, man. I already played that clip 100 times. I'm not going to play it again. You want me to? It's Alex Jones. Just type in Ben Collins, The Onion on Stephanopoulos. So, you know, on the Sunday news show, top story. So they already did this a year and a half ago. 2 weeks ago, they do it again. And we learned they had this hearing yesterday in Gore Gamble, the Soros show trial judge. And she was going to hand it to them. And they admitted that at the hearing yesterday. My lawyers were there. They had all the big national media, TV cameras, CNN, NPR, AP, they were all there. I wasn't there. I was on air. And their lawyers reportedly freaked out, were saying, this is a scam. It's dark money. They threaten the judges. They control the judges. How does the Third Court of Appeals? It's three liberal women on that panel, and they keep ruling against them because what they do is not legal. I mean, I could tell you the stuff. There was a hearing almost a year ago there. I was at it. And the panel's asking him, how did Judge Guerra Gamble find him in default when he gave them all the discovery? And then how, 2 weeks after the jury found him liable, because she told him to, did she add on elder abuse, because the guy was 63 now, to break the caps from $5 million to get it up to $47 million? You know, judges cannot, 2 weeks later, find somebody liable for something that wasn't even in the jury charge. And the lawyer goes, it doesn't matter what you do. He goes, we've won in Connecticut. So this whole hearing, it doesn't even matter. And even Bloomberg report on it. So they go, well, we were going to keep hearing evidence, but we're going to rule later on this. And they get up looking at him like, I mean, I've never seen judges like. And these judges don't look like Guerra Gamble. It looks like a crazy clown. They look, you know, distinguished. These are serious judges. So, but they're liberals. They go, okay, this is over. And my lawyers are like, my God, we've never seen something like that. Ooh, they are done. So they all get up. I go out and talking to the media, and Bankston comes running out going, oh God, Alex, you look so good now. Oh gosh. You'll never stop it. And he runs down the hall and down the stairs like cackling witch. You can hear like. And I'm like, I'm in the twilight zone. Does it matter what you do? We'll still win because of Connecticut. He's telling the judges, you have no power, basically. I mean, yeah, that's Guerra Gamble. So, I mean, this is cuckoo town, okay? And you got to see it. I'm told he was doing that on the cameras yesterday, but I haven't seen it yet. I guess it was so embarrassing. I looked for it. I guess AP and CNN didn't put it out or something. But, I mean, I actually feel sorry for these people. They're so nuts. And they've created this idea that I'm this demon, so they can just do whatever they want. It's like they can commit any type of bizarre, horrible behavior they want and act it out. But because I'm the bad guy, they're allowed to do it because I've been dehumanized. And none of it's true. Everything they say about me, it's literally them. And now the public knows it. Now they've lost the court of public opinion. We'll go to break and finish up on this. I'm going to move on. But this is a revolutionary operation, folks. And the good news is everybody's Alex Jones now. The majority of people that are the most popular talk show hosts, not just here around the world, sound just like me. Because I actually knew what I was talking about. And now people aren't getting brainwashed by me. They're finding out the same information and looking into it and going on the same path as I did. It's game over, bitches.